A 360-degree view on sports.
Anna Killian, who's on the phone line with us this morning. Anna, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm okay, thanks.
Good to catch up with you, Anna. Good to speak to you. How's your day going so far?
Great. I've just got off the squash court, so The national time has allowed me to catch my breath.
Oh, brilliant. So keeping busy, still keeping active? That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, now let's talk about it. First and foremost, congratulations, still in order. Sports Administrator of the Year, as per the Ekurhuleni Women in Sports Awards. I know it's a little bit of a while since those awards took place, but just tell us at the moment your feelings and what it feels like to be awarded. I mean, we speak about unsung heroes, and I think administrators are unsung heroes in so many different sporting organizations and across various sporting codes. So just your feeling on picking up that award.
Yeah, I was so surprised to be nominated, and I must thank Greg Chamberlain for his nomination. Yeah, I've been, administrators tend to be those back office people. You know, we're doing all the hard work, making sure that, events run off smoothly and, allowing athletes to showcase their talent. But I don't think people realize how much work goes into organizing an event. And in my case, the administration award is specifically to do with rowing, because we have a very big event that we organize in January of each year called the RMB National Sprints Regatta. And that's a huge event to organize. And it enables us to raise money so that we can support our juniors and support our coaches, and that we can continue to grow the sport of rowing. Yeah, so it was most unexpected, but I'm really honored to receive the award. Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about your journey into the sports administration side and rowing. Maybe you can tell us how it is you found yourself in that position. Was rowing always something close to you, and ultimately decided to find yourself playing a role in it in any way, shape, or form?
So my son started rowing in about 2012, and rowing is one of those sports where you spend the entire day at the side of a lake to see your son maybe race two times in the space of 2 minutes. So I decided, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. So I took up rowing so that I could also find out more about the sport and enjoy it more. And then once I took up rowing, I thought, well, you know, rather when I'm at a regatta where my son is racing, why don't I umpire? Because then I can truly understand what it's like on the water, and I can watch him on the water. So I started umpiring about 5 years ago. I've been rowing now for 8 years, and now I'm a national umpire. And now I can see the sport of rowing from both the athlete side and from the umpiring side. And around about the time I started umpiring, I also took over chairmanship of our Victoria Lake Rowing Club. And that's when I really moved into the admin side of rowing, you know, organizing regattas, organizing the junior club, organizing events. And it's just, I'm still doing it. And the VLC regatta is so successful that I've actually been asked to be on the organizing committee for a very exciting event that's coming up in 2023, which is the World Rowing Masters Regatta. First time a world rowing event has been hosted in Africa. So that's been my joint journey, and the culmination is going to be assisting on the organizing committee of the World Rowing Masters Regatta 2023.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant. You know, and I'm listening to you, and I'm very envious of your son. 5-year rugby career, yeah. I had. Mom probably came to one of my matches. Hey, who knows? Who knows what it could have been had she come to a bunch of them? She could have been a player herself, possibly a ref. Who knows? I hope she's listening to this.
Well, I don't know. I think when my son saw me on the water in my umpire boat, and I would specifically pick them out and go up to them, they would think, oh my God, not mom again.
Two sides to every coin, Anne. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. Maybe tell us a bit about the pros and the pros and cons of the administration job that you currently do. When it gets difficult, what does that look like, and what do really good days look like? Just run us through that.
I can't actually think of very many cons. I'm really passionate about rowing. Perhaps the biggest con is organizing boats and getting boats to regatta, because people do not realize how much admin work is involved in getting all your entries in for a regatta, making sure you've allocated boats to people, getting people to the club to put those boats onto a trailer, towing the trailer to the event, getting it back from the event, unpacking it. That, for me, is probably the worst side of rowing, is the administration around getting athletes and equipment to an event. But then once you're at the event, the camaraderie between the different clubs is just wonderful. And for VLC Sprints, RMB, VLC Sprints, actually, RMB hosts that regatta for us. The excitement of all the parents there on the side watching their kids rowing, it's great. It's wonderful. And then we get some of our top athletes, our Olympians, to come in and walk amongst the kids and chat to them and just inspire them that this is what you too can one day do. Mm. So, yeah. Very, very few cons. All pros.
That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, my next question then would be, and I suppose you are the best person to answer this, the state of rowing in South Africa. What are your thoughts, having seen everything you've seen on the administration side of things, about where we're at and ultimately where we're going?
So rowing is growing hugely in South Africa. In fact, when I took over the VLC club, we had maybe 20 active rowers, and we've now got 100 active rows. It's a very successful club, and one of my specific functions on the World Rowing Masters organizing committee is to grow rowing amongst masters, to just go out there and, you know, be that irritating preacher. Anyone who comes up to me, I try and convince them to do a learn to row course. But rowing is definitely growing. In the junior section, our biggest challenge is logistics. So we started our junior club specifically aimed at the poorer schools around Germiston. We really wanted to give back to the community, and our sponsors, the companies that sponsor us, we have a mandate to do that. But the biggest challenge is actually the logistics, you know, getting those children from the school to the club so that they can train. But having said that, every year the number of entries in rowing regattas increases. Mm-hmm. So it's growing. There's huge excitement about us hosting the World Masters Regatta in a couple of years' time. We're also going to start hosting an African Continent Championship from next year, and trying to get the rest of the rowers from up into Africa supporting us so that we can build our community and spread our network. But really, the biggest challenge for me is how do we grow junior rowing amongst the poorer community? That is the biggest challenge, because there's some hugely talented kids there. We've got one boy, 12 years old. He won the under 14 Skulls last year at SHM. We've got him pinned. That little boy is going to go places. Yeah.
That's brilliant. And I suppose it's the struggle of so many sports, where it seems as if the barriers to entry are equipment. You know, we talk about rowing. You know, there are a few other sports you can throw in there as well, golf, etc., where you kind of weigh up the cost of equipment and you think, you know what, maybe a pair of soccer boots over the course of however long makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's the struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. So with VLC, you know, when you join our club, we've got club boats. And part of the money that we raise at RMB National Sprints is to maintain our fleet of boats, because it's too expensive, you know. And it's very, very expensive for a school to start a rowing club, you know, to put together a fleet of boats, which is why clubs like ours do well for juniors, because we have the fleet.
And I don't want to have a COVID-19 conversation, but I think we have to. It would be pertinent of us to talk about rowing as everything has unfolded with COVID-19, just give us an update of where we're at, and if you think we're in the right way in terms of moving forward. I mean, we're kind of at level one right now. So much has been able to resume, but, you know, there's this backdrop that we're up against every time we do something of, you know, second waves and all that kind of noise that's been made. So where are we at, and how are we better preparing rowing for that eventuality, if it is to come at all?
So we opened up, I think it was, either beginning of June or beginning of July, but we could only row in single boats. And you could only row for your club, and most school rowers were encouraged not to row at all. They weren't allowed to row as a school, but they were also encouraged by the schools not to row through any clubs. Then it opened up a little bit more at level three, where we could now go into doubles. And then now we're at the point where we can actually row in crew boats. So we're also excited to be able to get into crew boats. But the protocols are still extremely strict, you know, wearing of masks, sanitizing of equipment. You've got to wear a mask until you get into your boat. Only at the point when you're in your boat can you take your mask off. For the bigger boats, that requires what's called a cox. He steers the boat. The cox has to wear a mask, and the person facing the cox must wear a mask. Schools are still not rowing, although we have a number of school children who have private boats that are rowing through VLC, and they have to comply with the same regulations. So calendar came out from Rowing South Africa a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like we will be starting, we are planning, should there not be any second resurgence of infections, we are planning to start school rowing again at the beginning of January. Nothing's confirmed, obviously. Everything is dependent on what happens with COVID-19. But from my point of view, I've started preparing for the VLC Sprint Regatta at the end of January. And we're really hoping that we'll get to host our first schools regatta on the 16th of January. Everyone's really holding thumbs that that will happen.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. We're holding thumbs with you that everything goes down a treat. So much has been derailed by this COVID-19. So hopefully come the future, not so distant future, we're away from this moment. And thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate your time. Once again, congratulations on the award. May you continue to do and shine with the good work that you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much. And maybe I can persuade you to visit RMB VLC Sprints next year.
I'm persuaded. Listen, say no more and I'll be there. Send location and I'm there.
And do you want to take up rowing?
My experience in the water is shaky at best. But as long as there's a guide there or something of the sorts, I'm 100% for it. All right, then.
No, I had to try and recruit you. I had to.
Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon. All right.
Great.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
That's Anne Killian there, ladies and gentlemen, talking to us all things rowing and her recent award and nomination at the Sports Ekurhuleni Woman in Sports Awards, where she picked up the award for Sports Administrator of the Year. We absolutely love it when the light is shone in places where the shine really isn't given too often in time.
Vision View Sports Radio, always on the ball.